gather round. Witness the memoirs of 5'9 being read as he sees it fit. Police sirens behind him while he's driving instantly causes butterflies in his stomach, even though he's legit.
Now, brothers and sisters, they have not stopped. It's about to hit the fan. What is it? Getting deep in here. I mean, like.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the A to Z is Positive Male Response Blog Talk Radio Show. I'll be your host tonight, Jeremy Smith, and tonight we'll be talking about judgmental America. So, the question goes, does your opinion matter? Politically, yes. Personally, no. Not often does society express their opinions politically unless it's time for election or it's a crisis in the country, which leaves the rest of America expressing their personal opinions about others. Now, why do I care about others' opinions? I don't. Why? Because their opinions doesn't matter, personally. And just to give an example of what I'm speaking about, I myself currently work in the capacity of a general manager. Therefore, I deal with multiple personalities daily, multiple opinions daily, from employees down to customers. And it was one particular day I was working with an employee made a comment about a potential customer that was walking by. And in so many words, it was, why did she come out of the house looking like that? So it kind of started me for a minute, and I looked at her and I said, you know, well, in her world, she looks good. And she didn't quite understand what I was saying. I said, you know, in her world, she looks good. She's like, but what about in the real world? She doesn't look good. I'm like, her world is the real world. Her opinion is her perception. Her perception is her reality. And nobody can change that but her. So with the look that my employee gave me, you know, she was still a little confused as to what I was speaking about. And I went into further details to break it down. When she woke up that morning, she got dressed, she looked in the mirror and told herself she looked good. Her opinion was her perception. What she saw is what she believed. And her perception is her reality. What we see and what we believe is what's real to us. Although we can look at the same thing but see something different. It's something like the psychiatrist test when they do the ink blot test. It's a canvas ink splatter over it, and they ask the patient, what is it that they see? Now, you may look at it and see a dog. I may look at it and see a cat. Doesn't mean either one of our views is wrong. Doesn't mean either one of us is crazy. But our opinion is our perception. Our perception is our reality. And that's just how life is. And I feel that if we grasp the concept of that, it'll make us better people. It'll give us a peace of mind as far as that go. Because in today's society, a lot of people have a lot of things to say about others that doesn't matter. That's easier said than done as far as judging people, although we shouldn't. But it's too much, and it's a lot of wasted time and energy that we put into judging people when we don't have to. So once again, your opinion is your perception. What you see is what you believe. Your perception is your reality. Your reality, no one can change that but you. We live in our own separate worlds. I believe we have a caller on. Hello, caller. How you doing? Please state your name and your occupation. Going to the next caller. Hello, how you doing? Please state your name and your occupation.
Good afternoon. This is Chelsea Carr, and I'm a preschool administrator.
How you doing tonight, Miss Chelsea?
I'm doing great, thanks. How about you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you for asking. Do you have any comments on tonight's topic?
Actually, I was just tuning in. Didn't get a chance to hear things, but I knew you were on, so I didn't want to miss the show. So
okay, well,
recap with,
yes, ma'am, no problem. I'll do a quick recap. Okay. Tonight's topic is judgmental America. And the basic three components that we're going to touch on are opinions, perception, and reality, and how they all tie in together and giving us the power to change that. Because only we have the power to change that as individuals. And I went on to give an example. As I was stating, I work in the capacity of a general manager, so I deal with multiple personalities, multiple opinions every day from customers to my employees. And one of my employees made a statement about a potential customer that was walking by as far as how that individual looked. And I went on to tell my employee, in her world, she looks good. Mm-hmm. And my employee was like, well, what about in the real world? Well, her world is the real world. And all of our worlds is the real world. All of our worlds are the real world. And I mean that by when that individual woke up that morning, she got dressed. She told herself, hey, I look good. This is how I'm feeling myself today. This is how I'm going to walk out the house. And to break down and how those three components apply to that, her opinion is her perception. She gave herself that opinion, but she made that opinion within herself that she looked good from what she saw from her perception. Her perception is her reality, because what we as individuals is what we believe, is what we apply and live our lives by. Now, just because we see the same thing does not mean we actually looking at the same thing. And I gave an example as far as the psychiatrist using the ink blot test. You know, the splatter ink that's on the canvas, and it asks the patient, what is it that they see? Now, you may see a dog, I may see a cat. Doesn't mean that either one of us is wrong. We just have two different views. Both of our views are important, but we just have two different views on life.
Totally agree with that. I've often heard it say that perception is reality until proven otherwise, you know. So, yes, we do. As individuals, it's quite interesting that we live in the same world and it's comprised of a lot of the same things. We are in the, you know, populating the same area, but we have a different take on it. And I think that a lot of times we miss it, especially in our society, is that we feel like everyone should have the same view. We don't really respect people's individuality and their right to choose, and it brings a lot of upheaval.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I myself like to, well, not like to, but like you were saying, we birthed in the same place, but we choose to do things differently. And I like to use the analogy as far as, you know, you could walk in a grocery store, everybody there for the same purpose, but to get different things. But that's just how life is. But I feel if everybody got the concept of that, then it'll make everybody much happier. I myself found peace within myself once I grasped the concept of my opinion is my perception is my reality. You know, like, others' opinions about me doesn't matter. You know, I live my life how I want to live my life. This is my world that I live in. Or this, you know, our own individual worlds that we live in.
Precisely. I do gather what you're saying, but I am of a mindset that we should continue to be striving and growing. So while I am, you know, I don't let a lot of other people's perception of me have a great bearing on what I do, I am one to consistently try to make improvements and changes, you know, to better myself. So that also has something to do with, you know, perception in general. That can be good, bad, or indifferent. But, yeah, that's what I thought of when you made that statement.
Okay. Now, when you say as far as bettering yourself, are you meaning by the opinions that others may give you, not necessarily tearing you down, but something like constructive criticism?
Precisely. You know, I like to call it constructive insight, or just some observations, because, you know, one of the things that we can't do, or that we don't do, most of us, consistently, is look at ourselves, you know, every day in the mirror to see how, you know, what your facial expressions are like, you know, to really understand how someone else perceives what we're saying. And just like we talked about our world being very different in perception, that also applies to how we interact with people. And sometimes there may be a perception someone has of you through your conversation, and it's a miscommunication. It's a way that you don't choose to be viewed, but that's how they see you. And so, not from the standpoint of just altering to be who that person wants you to be, but from the standpoint of altering so that you can articulate or present yourself in the way in which that was your intent. is where I'm coming from when I talk about improving. But that could be, you know, I'm not just in terms of personality, but also in health. And so, but those are the things that initially struck me when you said that.
Okay, that's absolutely correct. That's exactly what I was about to speak on next, as far as intention throwing off perception. And like you said, it's not so much of how you want to be viewed as how you come off. And one's opinion can about one's intention can throw off perception. But I would like to take a moment to bring in my co-host, Ms. Del Zora.
Good afternoon. Well, good evening. It is evening. Hi, Jeremy. Thank you for having me. And hello to our other callers. I think we actually have another caller that just chimed in. Caller, are you there before I make any comments?
Hello.
Hi. Can you state your name and your occupation for Mr. Smith, please?
My name is Camille. I'm a homemaker.
I'm sorry. What was your name again?
Camille.
Could you hear her, Jeremy?
Yes, she said her name is Camille.
Okay, well, welcome, Camille, to A to Z's Positive Male Response Show. In regard to the comments or the statements that Mr. Smith was making, do you have any comments or questions at this time?
No, not at this time.
Okay, great. Well, thank you for listening. Keep listening. And we'll chime back in with you again and just to check and see if you have anything you want to add now. We definitely want your dialogue, okay?
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, Jeremy, for me, I was listening, and great topic. But you made a comment that, and I don't want to miss it. I should have wrote it down. I don't want to mess it up. I think you said because you just kind of feel like, you know, what other people think of you doesn't matter or something. I'm not quoting you because I can't remember exact words. What I wanted to say to that is, do you think we should keep an open mind that sometimes it should matter depending on, it should matter, not to the point to have you upset, confused, and lost, but to a point where definitely, for instance, if one of my best friends came to me about a situation, I may not, and I think this Chelsea Carr kind of touched on this a little bit, I may not realize it, but I may not realize it at the time, but for instance, my friend may come to me at a place of love, and she may tell me whatever, you know, this, you know, I observed this, you know, and I just wanted to share this with you because, you know, that's not really a good look for you, or however she put it. Now, even though I may not receive it at that time, and then again, if it's one of my best friends, I'm going to probably receive it just like they said it. And I'm going to then evaluate that and take a look at that because I'm a Christian, and I know you know this, Jeremy. You work under me with the organization, and I probably call on the Lord in the midst of all the stuff we deal with all the time,
yes.
So I know you know this. But
yes,
for me, there are times where I may have slipped and got out of line with something, and so I may be coming across in a not-so-Christian-like way, and one of my friends got to pull my coattail and say, hey, look, you know, the way you came out with that, that wasn't, you know, acceptable. That wasn't acceptable to our father. That wasn't acceptable to daddy. That's how we talk. So at that point, I believe then I have to take a look. Even though, you know, I live my life the way I live my life, I am always, for me, I'm accountable to God first. But also, I want to keep awareness because of the young people that I am trying to impact in life. For instance, this show, this is about us trying to help everyone, but mainly males, to rise up to the occasion and be positive in the things that they do, as well as, I guess, be a great mentor for young males. So, for me, I'm saying I think we still have to take into consideration sometimes what someone else may say or think. Now, if we know without a shadow of a doubt it's not true, because we're not talking about gossip you know, all this foolishness, then we can just overlook that. That's really their opinion. I don't think that's one. Yeah, that is one you gave. That becomes their opinion. And so then that will develop into their perception of me. But however, there may be that case where it's not an opinion, it's a truth. Would you say?
Yes, ma'am, and I believe it's maybe how I explained it, but I absolutely agree with you and Ms. Chelsea. I myself do get pulled to the side as far as within my job, because my intentions may be good, but sometimes I come off in the wrong way as far as coming down on under me or an employee in an unprofessional tone. But like you said, no, the intentions may be good, and that's what another thing I was speaking to Ms. Chelsea about. You know, intentions can throw off perception. You know,
right.
My intentions
okay.
are good, but now my employee feel like, okay, he don't like me, he's going to fire me. You know, the whole time, of course, it's constructive criticism. I'm trying to get them in line, but because
right.
of the tone of voice that I use, you know, throw it off. So of course, with upper management pulling me to say, hey, look, you know, you need to go about it this way. Not saying what you did was wrong, but you know. Positive reinforcement first. So, yes, absolutely. I agree with you as far as sometimes, yes, we do need to be just remain optimistic, period. And, of course, be open to listen to what others have to say, but not necessarily let it affect you as far as the negative opinions. And I believe that's what you touched
on. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And I totally get it. And I like the example you gave with a person at work because that's something. Okay, I have this new thing, CC, I don't know, and we call Chelsea Carr, a.k.a. CC. I don't know if I've shared this with you yet, but I have this new thing, Jeremy, okay, because as Ada Zayas work on the male perspective as the target, but we also outrange for everyone, I, with my brand, work on the female perspective, right? So one of the things that have come to me, and I'm so, that's why I came on, because I love the way you, the example you use at work. That is always, not 90%, I'm not going to say 90%, but I'm going to say 75% or 80%, and CeCe, you can piggyback on this if you think, Jeremy, females always got something to say about another female.
Absolutely.
It is just horrible. Now, I have many brothers I've been around with. You know, all of my son's friends, you were one of them. I'm always around fellas. I never hear you guys talking about, did you see that clown shoe? Did you see him thinking he did? But with females, they always got something to say, or they looking at you, cock-eyed. And so here's my new thing, Jeremy, and this one, I'm going to quote you. You know, your opinion, your perception is your reality. However, I'm going to quote and use this thing like I've never had before for this new outlook I have. So I'm on this journey, Jeremy, right now, that as I go out the door, no matter what female I meet, I'm saying, hi, how are you? And I'm going to find something about them to like. It could be
okay.
The polish they got on. Oh, that's a beautiful polish. Where did you get it? I'm going to create a peaceful atmosphere between every female I encounter, okay? And so it started last night. Well, it started the other day, but it really popped off last night. Young lady come out of the same venue I come out, and all I said was, hey, sweetie, could you tell us if there are any bars, you know, like real small chill spots along this way? First of all, she backed up 5 feet. It was me and two other ladies. We did not look, well, y'all know what I look like. I do not look like the common criminal. I had my big old pocketbook. We at the car trying to get in, and I just turn around. They're not paying no attention, really. And she backs up 5 feet, and she has this mean mugging look. And so I said, I'm going to do anything to you. And my friends turned around. And they say, no, we're just trying to find another spot to go to. And she studied back up. I said, sweetie, I promise you, we came out, look, and then I stopped. I said, girl, stop that. Because, look, right in this season, we're not the ones you need to be afraid of. And so I made a joke out of it. Now, my opinion, for whatever reason, I don't know what her opinion was, but now on that one, like you said, her opinion, when you told the young lady, that's her opinion, how she left the house, which is her perception of she felt good when she left the house like that, and that makes that her reality. This girl
right.
had formed an opinion and made it her perception, because when I tell you she was backing up as if I had pointed a weapon at her. And I was smiling the whole time, became her reality until I broke the ice and start busting out laughing. Like, it really wasn't even funny, but I just made myself bust out laughing because I'm like, but it was funny because I'm like, girl, we are trying to get to the next spot so we can chill and listen to some music, and you running like we about to put you in this car.
Oh, wow, that's crazy. That's crazy. Yes. But that's a good topic that you brought up as far as that, and a great way to tie the topic into that. And I deal with it on a daily basis. Basically, all the managers under me are female managers. And the look that they give me when I hire other female workers is crazy. Like, are you going to hire her? For what?
Wow.
You know, like, does she look like this, or she this? I'm like, she could be an awesome worker. She can be this,
right.
She can be that. You know, like, what's wrong with her? But I never understood that as far as from a male's point of view. Well, all in all, in general, even with male versus male, female versus female, why is there so much competition against each other?
And, Jeremy, I am 50 years old, be 51 in October. And this has been my answer to even when I, you know, the women groups I hold and different like things like that. And I'm teaching these young women to know their worth, love who they are, and then try to pull that same worth out of the next young woman.
Right.
The answer that I always give them is self-esteem. There's something deep down inside with that individual's self-esteem that has caused them to be angry, to be upset, to be hurt, to be broken, and then sometimes to be afraid because they may have been hurt. And that's why I'm on this campaign or this journey, that when I interact with women, that I am going to break that ice. And just real quickly, host, we left there and we wound up going to a place, and there was like, you know, and I'm in New Orleans, I'm in the city of New Orleans. They had a little, what do you call it? It was like an art setup, I guess, and it was outside, and they had all these different venues, these little tables, you know, set up, and it was in a little kind of like a parking area but closed off. So we went in there, and two beautiful black queens were walking. One was very fair. Actually, she's biracial, but her father is black, so she's a black descent. And the other one was a dark color, like my granddaughter, chocolate. Just beautiful women. And I turned around and I said, your hair, she had natural hair, I said, your hair is beautiful. As a matter of fact, both of you are beautiful. And they started smiling. You would not believe it. That led us to Jeremy talking about beauty, the beauty from within us in our heart, to what's going on with our brothers being murdered unjustly, to how we're taking a stand, me talking about the organization, me talking about my brand, my book, and how I'm getting ready to do speaking engagements, to talking about being women of God. Come to find out, two young ladies I'm with, I already knew they were Christians. These two young women love the Lord. I mean, Jeremy, we stood there for, I'm not even exaggerating, over an hour. We stood so long in the same spot talking that my feet got tired. But I didn't even realize my feet were tired until we left, when we was leaving, and my feet, I was like, dang, my feet hurt and I'm tired. But it was such a phenomenal embrace of women who don't really know each other. Because the two ladies I was with, one of them, I just been working with her for 3 weeks. The other one is someone she knows who I had never met until that night. And when I came out the door, because I rode with them, the one who I was just meeting, as I walked down the steps, she said, oh, my God, you're beautiful, you're flawless. She began to just comment and, you know, just give these just accolades of, you know, I heard so much about you. And as you walked out the door, you can see you're a woman of distinction and power. Jeremy, it was just phenomenal. And that same spirit went with us into that little art venue. And we embraced one another. We stood there. We talked. We shared. We networked. We prayed. Look, Jeremy, it was so many people passing, right? We're in the middle of this place, five women holding hands, and I'm praying.
That's amazing.
Exactly. Amazing. And I'm telling you, and I told them about this new journey I'm on, and they said, we're going to do it too. We're going to do just what you're doing, and we're going to stay connected. And, you know, I share with them, you know, we really are, because this is what I want to happen, because we have to be a people. We got to come together in this time. So this really, you know, Judgmental America, man, you couldn't have picked a more powerful and prominent and relevant topic today, because that is our problem. And as men, you guys have to teach young boys, father them, even if they're not your children, about
right.
not being judgmental, you know. So this is powerful. And like I said, it's self-esteem. And what we have to do is realize, like the girl looking at the other young lady, so we got to be real slow to judge and comment, because
right.
we don't know where a person came from.
Absolutely.
We don't know where they are right at that moment. I said last night, one of the ladies, they said, oh, my God, could he pull up his pants? I said, guys, check this out. If he pull up his pants, but he still got the same mentality, the same character and the same attitude, what difference does it make?
Right, absolutely nothing.
Nothing's changed. I said, so my philosophy is, forget about talking about get your pants up. Let's get into the heart and the mind of that guy. When that heart and mind has been transformed, he going to pull his own pants up. Believe that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And I tip my hat to the movement that you just start. That's also another powerful movement, and how it ties into everything that we're speaking about today as far as opinion, perception, reality, and also even throwing intentions in there, because with your great intentions, it's changing people's perception, giving them the power to change reality. So everything
exactly.
grows together, and I believe these are the stepping stones to help people change their reality, because just that simple comment that you compliment, should I say, that you gave them, young lady, you know, you are beautiful, you know, like, who's to say what they was going through? Who's to say
exactly.
that they gave themselves that morning that they wasn't beautiful because of the things that they're going through? Because
exactly.
nobody else has told them that they're beautiful. So, once again, like
wow.
you said, it's all about uplifting each other and the power that it can bring as far as doing that.
Right, exactly.
Okay. Well, I thank you for joining in with me. I would like to go to a quick commercial break.
Okay, great.
Mayor Tom Dinkinson.
In the spirit of God, in the spirit of the ancestors, in the spirit of the Black Panthers, in the spirit of Asada Shakur, we make this movement towards freedom for all those who have been oppressed. All those in the struggle, yeah, check it. There were lights and sirens, gunshots fine, cover your eyes as I describe a scene so violent, seemed like a bad dream. She laid in the blood puddle, blood bubbled in her chest, cold air brushed against open flesh, no room to rest. Pain consumed these breaths, shot twice with her hands up. Police questioned, but shot before she answered. One Panther lost his life, the other ran for his. Scandalous the police were, as they kicked and beat her. Comprehension, she was beyond, trying to hold on to life. She thought she lived with no arm, that's what it felt like. Got to the hospital, eyes held tight. They moved the room to room, she could tell by the light. Handcuffed tight to the bed, through her skin they bit. With guns to her head, every word she got hit. Who stopped the trooper, they asked her.
You are listening to A to Zaya's Blog Talk Radio, Positive Male Response Show. We thank you for listening today, and we want you to know that this is a continuous movement. Please go to our website for the organization Justice from A to Zaya at www.a2zayas2.com, and be aware of all the powerful movements that the organization has taken and will continue to take to embrace our communities and our young men of today. We want to rise the standard that we will become a positive people in all aspects of life. We thank you for listening, and callers, you can call in at 516-595-8311. Justice from A to Zayas, Block Talk Radio for the Positive Male Response airs every Saturday. Thank you for listening. And we want to welcome back our host, Mr. Jeremy Smith, as he continues the conversation and dialogue on judgmental America. Welcome back, Jeremy.
Thank you so much. And just getting back to the topic, like I was saying, I believe opinion, perception, reality is the stepping stones in helping judgmental America turn around. And I believe it's just empowering the people to change their reality. And once again, that's just my opinion. But everything that we touched on tonight was just powerful. And I just encourage others. And as far as your movement, I encourage others just to use that as a challenge, to give somebody a compliment, to give a stranger a compliment. And I believe that's a serious challenge. You know, just somebody you don't know, if something beautiful about them, then tell them. You know, because
right.
Like you spoke on, you don't know what they may be going through or what the situation may be, where they came from or whatever the case may be. But, you know, like I challenge everybody to do that, to find a stranger and just find something beautiful about them and make sure you tell them.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's important that we find, I think if we take the time, Jeremy, and look for the best, we're so quick to look for the worst in each other. But I think, you know, and I'm not saying we avoid the errors of our ways. Definitely not saying that. But until you can honestly go to a person in love to guide them that's going to help them, you don't get any resolve when you're nitpicking and putting them down, because we all err. I mean, and like you said, you know, I was listening to you when you explained about sometimes, you know, you're reprimanding an employee and it may be your tone and they take it as, oh, now he don't like me. Example, I used to work for a law firm in Fayetteville, North Carolina. It was the second law firm I worked for. And when I went there, I was the only black person there. And they made it open. They were just open and honest. All the attorneys, the office manager, you know, everybody in the office, they said, look, we don't know. We just getting to know you, but girl, we have a foul mouth. We cuss. And we watched you for a week, and it seemed like you don't cuss. That's how it was. So don't be offended, because we don't mean anything about it. And the head attorney specifically told me, he said, he actually was the one who gave me the nickname Zora, because he would tear my name up. The first week, Jeremy, I had been the Loca, the Zora, the Boca, anything but Del Zora, okay? And,
mm-hmm.
and he wasn't doing it to, you know, be petty. And even he'll say, okay, I messed it up again. Okay, say it for me one more time. And then finally he said, do you have a nickname, or if you give me time, I'll get this right. And I said, yeah, but I really don't use it. He said, well, what about Zora? I mean, that's so beautiful. It's your name. It's just the end of it. And I've been with that ever since. But he told me, he said, every other word out of my mouth is almost a cuss word. He said, I've even slipped in court and cussed.
Mm.
Yes, he said, so if I cuss, please do not take offense. He said, I am going to try to limit my conversation that I know is going to be vulgar in front of you, but please do not. So, Jeremy, real quick, I took and messed up a file, took it to the courthouse, the wrong file. Something went wrong. And when I got back, this attorney cussed me from A to B, A to Z. He did not call me out my name. His words were, how in the, you could forget the so-and-so, I cannot believe it, Zora. You're too professional. You're too effective. You're too this to have done that. What the went wrong? Blah, 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 right? And
right.
All I could do is take it, Jeremy. I could not walk away saying, man, this dude is, ain't nobody going to talk to me like that because I'm a grown woman. I got a husband and kids. I'm going to get my husband. Or I can't believe he don't like me. He talked to me like that. You know what I did? I went downstairs and went found that file. And lo and behold, that file was sitting on my desk. I had gave him the wrong file. I went back upstairs and I said, sir, with my deepest apology, I don't have an excuse and I won't give you. I don't even have an explanation except for I was behind on one assignment, and when you called me, I didn't even go through the file like I normally do. I just picked it up and ran upstairs, okay? I hope I can receive your apology. It won't happen again, and I will. I can promise you that. He said, we all make mistakes, and I accept your apology. Went back to my office. Not even 30 minutes later, he come down, he closed the door. He said, now, Zora, I really need to apologize because that cussing, I said, you know what? You warned me the second week I worked here. You did not cuss. I guess I would say he wasn't talking down to me, and he wasn't cussing at me as if in a negative tone of me. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am.
So we have to learn people. And I'm not saying that you're using, you know, this language, but sometimes you have to learn your supervisors and how they are. Some of them are very dominant. Some of them are meek. Some of them yell. For instance, sports. Guys, I used to wonder how y'all do it. The coaches scream, yell. I don't even know how they don't have heart attacks and strokes on the field the way they cut up.
To me, you know, coming from the field, you know, my experience on the field, I use that as motivation. Even when the owner comes in and yell at me now, you know, about something I may have did or a mistake I may have made, you know, I use it as motivation. And that's kind of like what you did but you use it in a humble way. You went to go find the file and you apologized and, you know, you didn't try to find an excuse to find your way up out of the situation. You just, I messed up. I apologize. It's kind of like what I do. You know, like I use that as motivation. You know, it fires me up to try to do the right thing.
Exactly.
And I feel like that'll help with a lot of people as well if they, you know, be optimistic and find the good and bad, because that's kind of like what it is. And why it came to me while you were speaking, perfect example of judgmental America. I myself is a perfect example of judgmental America, and I mean that as far as a victim. Don't get me wrong, I do judge people as well, and I'm still a work in progress.
Right.
But I'm a perfect victim of judgmental America because I have a past. But it seems when people look at me, they can't see the good that I've done or the good that I am doing. They can't see the past. Or whenever they do meet me, let's say somebody meets me, somebody new that meets me, it's like they go straight for the past. Never mind what you're doing now. Are you the general manager? Oh, you finna transition to director of operation of multiple stores. This right here happened before.
Right. And, you know, that is definitely true. That is something that so many people find difficult to get over. And the sad thing is they don't understand the process of judgment. Being, you know, a woman of study and a woman of biblical and just a woman of God, the Bible teaches that us to be careful on judging. It tells us, one, to judge in love, but also try to judge not, because the same way you judge me is the same way you're going to be judged.
Absolutely.
So they fail to realize that. And, you know, that is one of the most important things for me, is that to tell your story, no matter what your past was, to take that. When you have come into the light, you've learned. There's another thing the Bible says, you know, it's sin when you know to do better and you don't, or you know to do right and you don't. So we all have done some things. And even though people try to put, you know, well, Jeremy's was worse than mine, in God's eyes, it don't matter if all I did was lie and you stole. Guess what? If we don't get that straight with him and we don't change, we're going to hell. And even if we do, even when we get that straight, we still are going to reap what we sowed.
Absolutely.
The difference is now that we've, for instance, that justice have been served, we've served our time, and with, however, when we were caught or when we were reprimanded, when we were disciplined, however justice was served on us, and when we confess that thing to God and get it right with him, the difference is when we begin to reap the negative things that we sowed, he will uphold us so that we can get through it better. You know what I'm saying? So it's important that people understand that, that when they see you, it's now time to look at the Jeremy who took his past and it, that was really lemons, and he turned them to his present and his future to really good lemonade. You know, one of our show last week, we had a gentleman who now owns his own plumbing company in the Charlotte area. He was a 5-time federal offender or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Changed his entire life when he got out with the help of the person he used to deal to. This addict told him that, you know, basically encouraged him to not get back into the game because you're better than that. And that's another thing, Jeremy. While we around here having opinions about folks and building out, you know, this is my perception of them, he could never tell me nothing, she could never tell me nothing, because, honey, they're at the bottom of the barrel. They're at the bottom of the totem pole. Look, that may be your reality, but you better open up and listen, because that person may be the person to guide you into the right direction, because that's what happened to this guy, Jeremy.
Absolutely, absolutely, and once it ties back into everything, because that one person who you passing judgment on, you know, you stating your opinion off of your perception, could be the very person you need to go to for a job.
Exactly.
You know, you pass so much judgment, and next thing you know, your application come across my desk.
Wow. Yep. Exactly.
No, but
yeah.
It's crazy how the world operates, but I believe people are afraid of change and afraid to accept change because what I try to teach people that I come encounter with, you know, who you was yesterday doesn't mean that you got to be that person today. You know, you made a mistake yesterday, okay, so what are you going to do today?
Mm-hmm.
Or what you going to do for tomorrow? You know, don't let that hold you back. Don't let that change your reality.
Exactly. Yeah, well, I think you have a very good point here. It really does all tie in, and I was kind of curious when I saw the topic. I mean, I understand the words, understanding of the words, but that I think this is something that's pertinent for our young people, especially for our young males. Even in today's, I mean, would you agree, like, with the situations going on in society today, that our young men need to know to be very careful about the opinions they make, i.e. The entire police department being, you know, crooked or whatever, because, I mean, I don't feel that way. But
right.
Would you think that this is like a tagline that can really help them to develop a better reality, a better perception of situations?
As far as the police?
Yeah, just in general. Yeah, with the thing that's happening now, the situations with black men being murdered unjustly, do you think that this is one way, I guess put it this way, do you think that this tagline and putting into young men would be a great tagline, a great thing to input into them so that they won't be so quick to develop opinions against an entire department or an entire profession. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am. I believe this would be a great title as far as on both sides of the fence with this, as far as that profession and as far as the young black men. You know, if just as well as the young black men understand that all police officers are not bad, as well as the police officers understand that all young black men are not thugs and out to kill them.
Exactly.
I understand, you know, when you pulled me over, obviously I did something wrong and you're doing your job. Okay, thank you for doing your job. That is what I'm paying tax dollars for. You know, I don't have a problem with you doing your job. If I ran that red light, okay, then you're supposed to stop and pull me over. But do your job. You know, because it can be that same police officer that come to my place of business and, okay, my food was wrong or whatever the case may be. You expect me to do my job and correct that.
Exactly.
You know, in a fashionable time, in a professional manner, you know, so I expect the same thing. I don't want to fear for my life whenever I see lights pull up. You shouldn't have to fear for your life whenever you bring me your order back thinking I'm finna do something else to it.
Wow.
You know, so I feel like that goes on both sides, you know, and it goes back to understanding.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I feel like these are stepping stones to understanding, and that's what if we all have understanding. You know, I've seen on Facebook as far as the Fayetteville Police Department trying to do things to keep our city calm and not start an uprise as far as people going against the police. Okay, y'all should have been doing that. It shouldn't take for a crisis to happen. You know, if it's y'all job to protect the community, then you should have been doing activities with the community. Don't let a crisis happen in the United States where you have to now, okay, well, let's show the people that we're here for them. It's been showing us that. Because then we'll support you more.
Exactly, and that's exactly why I brought that up, because it has to be on both sides. You're right. Let's see if this caller have any comments for you, Jeremy. Caller, I see you're still there. Do you have any comments or questions?
I have a comment. You know, I've been listening since the show started, and it hits home because I am a judgmental person. And, you know, I pass judgment on people and I have my opinions on people. And just like Jeremy was saying about, you know, when he was at work and the employee said something about, you know, someone they've seen wearing something, you know, outrageous to them in their opinion, I do that too. You know, me and my girlfriends, when we go out to the club, we look at girls and we judge them all night. You know, that's funny to us. And, you know, talking about it makes me feel bad because, As you were saying, you know, you wanted to start a movement as far as uplifting black women and just, well, women in general, you know, just tell them, hey, you know, I like your fingernail polish, or you look nice today, your hair looks nice, and I'm 100% in agreement with that, because it's, you know, it's something to get a comment from a man, you know, men gonna comment you, but when you get a comment from a woman, it just makes you smile that much harder. Because,
exactly.
You know, women don't have to give you comments, you know. But when they do, it's like, wow, yeah, I made it. This lady just commented me. My hair looked nice. I know it looked nice because this lady said it looked nice, you know. And I want to be better as far as not judging people. And Jeremy had asked earlier, you know, why he didn't understand, you know, why women do that. And you had answered it. And it really is self-esteem. I have issues with myself, you know, insecurities about myself. That caused me to judge other women, say, oh, she shouldn't wear that dress tonight. Oh, she knows her stomach should be out. You know, like I have issues
and
with myself.
You know what? And you know what? You're right. And I'm not going to tell you that I've never made a comment about somebody's attire or anything like that, because I have. But here's the thing, and I'm so, oh, you are, you know what you just did? You just broke the barrier for you. You just began your healing, okay? And, Jeremy, I'm not about to take over your show, because what I'm going to do is invite her to my show for
yes,
women
ma'am.
On tomorrow,
yes,
on
ma'am.
Sunday, the same Blog Talk Radio. You can call in tomorrow, and I think my show starts at 6 o'clock, but whatever. If you're not on Facebook, befriend me at Delzora C. Author. And that's DelZorah, the letter C, and then author of a book. and I will befriend you, and it's going to be listed. But, however, let me say this to you. When you know to do better, you do better. And you're right. We have made comments. And the thing is, we don't want to continue that because that same thing people are doing to us. And there are some women when we look, and still to this day, there are sometimes I'm out there and I see, and instead of just judging them, I decide to take a different aspect on it. Like, you know what? That might be all she has. That she may not know any better. And then here's the other thing. She may feel like she has to build her confidence in herself. She just don't know that that's not the way to go at it. My show is at 6:30. I found it. 6:30 tomorrow, Eastern time. But this movement, it is going to change things. We saw it come alive last night. It is going to change things with women if we really can do it, because we have to learn to embrace and see where we are. And, yeah, there are some out there. Now, granted, there's some who don't care, and they're going to do that regardless. Well, those are the ones that we just have to pray for. We can't help them, but I may not be able to help them. But guess what? You may be able to help them or somebody else, but we have to give them time. But one of the things we have to do is you hit the nail on the head on the nail. There is something that went on in you. There is something that is bothering you that you really don't want to deal with that makes you and your friends and them too make this out of a joke or whatever. It's kind of, and this is a word we don't like to use. I definitely don't like to use it, but it's true. We become a silent bully, pretty much, because we're targeting this person, and then, lo and behold, consciously or unconsciously, we then begin to strut out stuff. Like, let me show her how this thing is done. You know what I'm saying? Consciously or unconsciously. And we have to change that. So, woman, beautiful queen, you just begin the process of change, and it started when you let that out of the bag. And I want you to come on board with me, because we're going to make those changes ourselves, because there's nothing wrong with what I did before. I want to. That's what makes us better women. That's what makes us better men. And that's what makes us the king and queen that we were created to change. And nothing stays the same but change. And we have to want it. And today, you just broke the ice. So you're on your way to victory, honey. And those friends, that's what you're going to be telling them. And you know what? They may not even understand it at first, because I have people that I may go out with or I'm standing talking to, and they going off, and I don't say a word. As a matter of fact, I say, well, guys, I'm going to go ahead and remove myself because it seems like you all don't have anything better to talk about. Oh, what's wrong with you? I got better things going on in my life. I'm too intelligent, too beautiful, too gifted to stay around here and be talking about them women over here.
Absolutely.
You know, so definitely join my show tomorrow at 6:30. The name of the show is Inspirational Conversation with Miss Worth It. I am the president of A to Zeus, which is a part of this show, which launched this show that Jeremy is hosting. And we always do this every Saturday, so definitely tell your friends, have young men to listen up. We have different hosts every Saturday, but also tomorrow is the first kickoff for an Inspirational Conversation with Miss Worth It. And it's not just for women, but I'm definitely targeting women in this one, okay?
Okay.
Thank you so much. Man, Jeremy, do you have any comments for this wonderful lady?
Wonderful job as far as coming forth, and it's crazy that you came forth. It's not crazy because God just works in mysterious ways. Zora was just speaking, you know, these are stepping stones as far as changing your reality. And as you took those steps from listening, you know, it starts in the mental, which everything's mental. As we know, life was created from thoughts and then spoken into existence. So for you to listen and have those thoughts and understand exactly why you be so judgmental and choose to come forth and speak about it, that's just amazing. And I thank you for doing that.
Yes. Jeremy, you have another call. I'm going to bring them on for you as well. Go ahead.
Okay. Hello, caller. Please state your name and occupation. Hello, caller. Please state your name. Okay. But yes, I do thank you, Ms. Camille, for coming forward. That pretty much wraps up the show for tonight. As far as for my co-host, as far as this being a male response, a positive male response Blog Talk Radio show, I would like to leave a positive motivational poem for the young men who may be listening or who may listen.
Jeremy.
Yes, ma'am.
Excuse me, Jeremy. Before you do that, I think that caller is back. Hold on, let me see. Caller, are you there? Okay, we just wanted to give you an opportunity to speak before Mr. Smith bring his session to a close. Thank you for listening, though. Okay, Jeremy, there you go, sir.
Okay, thank you. Well, once again, it's a positive motivational poem. I like to write poetry. That's how I express myself. And I hope it just does some help as long as the topic of the show. But the poem is Life's a Gamble. Everyday life is a gamble. So once again, it still kind of ties back to opinion, perception, and reality, because you change those things, life is a gamble, you know, like, so we really have to pay attention. We're born in hell conditions, living independent upon government assistance. Father's released from prison, but at least states no felons on the premises, forces daddy to stay away from his children. So how can a family stand united when forced to live by restrictions? A father that's home raised a boy with no discipline. He on a corner selling street pharmacy prescriptions. He's never seen a classroom in school class he's ditching. His excuse is school books ain't gonna put food in the kitchen. Mama working two jobs to keep the lights on in the ceiling. Little sister with her friends out boosting and stealing. But your friends are not your friends behind your back, they snitching. It's crazy how your man's to take the stand and refuse to use his Fifth Amendment. There's no safe place until it's ashes to ashes, dust to dust. Tupac said it the best, we want men to survive because it's a setup. In your bed you must lay, so be careful how you make it up. Life's a gamble. You got to know when to call us bluff. Thank you all for tuning in.
Thank you so much for that.
Thank you.
Well, we've been listening to A to Zay's Blog Talk Radio with our host, Jeremy Smith. This topic was Judgmental America. And you heard this author's poem, and I hope that you will not only just hear it, but you will take it and dissect it into your system so that it can bring about change. Jeremy, we want to thank you once again for hosting A to Zay's Blog Talk Radio show, and we know that we'll see you again because all members host these shows. And so we thank you for this tonight. You have
thank
a
you
great evening.
You too. You all.
Thank you, callers. Please check out www.a2zaus.com and yours truly, Miss Worth It, at www.mzworthit.com. You can be a part of Justice from A to Zayas by volunteering, joining our organization, or making a donation. All donations and all proceeds that are obtained from this organization go toward helping young men, young youth in our community, your community, our society. It has been A to Zay's Positive Male Response, Blog Talk Radio.
You have the emergence in human society of this thing that's called the state. What is the state?